But we begin for the last time looking towards Glasgow and the crucial meeting on climate. Ian Lowe is a professor of science at the Griffith University in Brisbane.
I hope that the sixth assessment report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change will focus decision makers. In 2019, we were faced with a pandemic, and it was universally accepted that this demanded an urgent and concerted reaction to keep people safe. And what the IPCC sixth assessment report says is that we now need urgent and concerted action around the world to keep the community safe from climate change, which is accelerating out of control. And the Paris Agreement, while it was a welcome step forward, doesn't have commitments that are nearly good enough to prevent catastrophic climate change. And quite respectable climate scientists say the current trajectory we're on line for 3 or 4 degrees increase in average global temperature. And given the problems we've seen with 1.1 degree increase in average global temperature, the prospects of 3 or 4 degrees are quite horrific. So I hope that at Glasgow there will be a real meeting of the minds. People will set aside their political differences as they did in facing COVID-19 and will agree on concerted global action to avert the worst of climate change.
Well, Ian Lowe, you've been to a COP meeting, and I'm reminded, having read a marvellous book by Barack Obama, 700 pages of it, Promised Land, he talks about turning up at one of the COP meetings and the leaders were, of course, going for a long compromise. Beige was the order of the day, and people weren't really reaching any major decision given the scale of the problem they had to solve. And he more or less crashed a meeting and made a little speech, which was very strong, and galvanized something that actually led to the Paris Agreement, he suggests in the book. Will it take someone to do a similar sort of thing, and do we have a Barack Obama who's going to make it happen?
Well, that's a very good question. I was there at Copenhagen at the Bella Center when nothing was happening and Barack Obama arrived and rolled up his sleeves and bashed heads together, and they couldn't get the sort of agreement that they got at Paris, but they set up the framework which led to Paris. The problem is I don't see anyone with either the vision or the rhetorical skills of Barack Obama who's likely to be leading the debate at Glasgow. You know, I can't imagine Boris Johnson or Joe Biden having the sort of impact that Obama had. And my worry is that we're sleepwalking to disaster without any leader having either the vision or the persuasive skills to galvanise their colleagues into taking this sort of concerted action. Because in the short term, there's a modicum of economic pain. But I suppose the good news is that when we were first talking about climate change at the Commission for the Future in the late 1980s, there was a real economic penalty for phasing out technologies like coal-fired electricity and replacing them with solar and wind. But today, the CSIRO study shows that solar and wind with storage is by far the cheapest source of new electricity. So there isn't an economic cost. There's simply a political obstacle of people who are still locked into past thinking and unable to conceive these sort of changes that are needed to keep us safe.
So we watch and see with trepidation.
Indeed, and we hope that a miracle like that which happened at Copenhagen might happen in Glasgow. Enough leaders around the world are getting enough pain from their community that it might happen. I mean, studies show that 70 to 80% of Australians think we should be doing more about climate change, and we really need more ambition. I compared our target of 26 to 28% reduction on 2005 levels with the German target of 65% reduction from 1990 levels. Our target is to be emitting 370 million tonnes of carbon dioxide equivalent a year in 2030. If we had the same target as Germany, it would be 140. In other words, our current target is 2.5 times that of Germany, which is in the column of insufficient in the latest study by the international climate science community. So we really do need to be much more ambitious.
Professor Ian Lowe, and Glasgow, as you know, is just days away. His latest book, Long Half-Life, on Nuclear Prospects, is published by Monash. And another book we featured 2 weeks ago, Many Maps with Bill Bunbury, was awarded the Oral History Book Prize last week.